This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Today is going to be the day I get stuff done. I'm going to stay on task. I'm not going to get distracted. Wait, just let me look at this post real quick. I just got this notification. Oh, but, and that's going to lead me to another post and another post. And the whole day is a mess. Can you relate? Getting off task, wasting time. It happens so innocently. And I really like this quote. I'm Jen, by the way, with our Hope Note on managing our time wisely. Something to think about. Don't be fooled by the calendar. There are only as many days in the year as you make use of. One man gets only a week's value out of a year, while another man gets a full year's value out of a week. You ever struggle with thinking that your poor time management skills can change for the better? Me too. And I've been encouraged by a friend who, when she's got 10 minutes of time here or there, she, unlike me, she didn't go to social media or texts or emails, just thinking that it's only 10 minutes. No, she thinks, only 10 minutes. Okay, Lord, help me to use this wisely. So she'll spend time looking at a Bible verse or praying or reaching out to encourage a friend. And the thing is, when we recognize that even these seemingly small pockets of time, that we can use those for good, they add up and we realize we have more time to accomplish meaningful things than we think we do. Oh God, you created time and yet you stand outside of it. What a gift it is to approach you and seek wisdom for how to maximize the minutes you have blessed me with. Forgive me for not spending them wisely and thinking I don't have enough when you can do much with what feels like little. Help me start afresh with how I view my calendar and my commitments, as I want my first commitment to be to you. I want to seek first your kingdom, knowing that when I do, all other things will fall into place. Search me, God, and know my thoughts. Shape them to honor you. In doing so, I know they will shape the way I spend my time. So often I rush throughout the day, hurrying from one place to the next. In doing so, I can easily miss the appointments you have for me to bring encouragement to someone else with a heavy heart. They may need a listening ear or someone to pray with them. They may not know you, and in slowing down, I could point them to the one who knows and loves them more than anyone else ever could. Slow me down so I don't miss out on making a mark that could impact someone else's eternity. Teach me to number my days carefully so that I may develop a heart of wisdom. Remind me that the best way to spend my time is by focusing on you. Get me up early to start my day in prayer, seeking your guidance for how and what to spend my time on. I don't want to neglect the most important for the most immediate, even when it seems easier. Grant me the desire to use my time in a way that honors you, because in doing so, it will draw me closer to you and allow me to honor others. Replace my patterns of poor time management with ones that will help me grow into the person you've created me to be. You've given me a purpose and a variety of passions, and the only way I can fulfill them is by wholeheartedly trusting in you. I'm grateful for the fresh start I have each day, for your mercies are new every morning and great is your faithfulness. Thank you for hearing my concerns, Lord, and for having the compassion to do something about them through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.